And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, during this time, we've wanted a lot of stuff from QVC. They've got some great stuff. But occasionally, you get some odd stuff. We ordered the Fire TV Cube. Now, according to all the ads, plug it up and start talking. We'd ordered a couple of Alexa Echoes. Work beautifully. But we got this Fire TV Cube, hooked it up, nothing. Called QVC and they gave me a number for Amazon. That was a number you were supposed to call for help. Well, it turns out you get a recording. It says because of the issues, you can't get any help from that number. You have to go online. Well, I went online and I read and it took me about 2 hours. Finally, I got ready to unhook it and pack it up and send it back, and I tried one more time. And I told it I was going to throw it out the window. At that point, it started working. I set everything up. Worked like a champ. Still working. So apparently, you just have to be firm with it and tell it how it's going to be. And the things you can find on Amazon Prime and YouTube and all the other channels is just, frankly, mind-boggling. Now, I got an email about the next stimulus check. Most folks hadn't even seen the first stimulus check yet. And they said they're going to send out prepaid cards. But they're not going to be marked. They're going to be from the IRS. They're going to be marked from the National Money Network or something like that. And people that were getting them were thinking they were junk and throwing them away. So, you know, no system is foolproof. Now, we've been talking about, Ghost of California. And there's a lot of them. There's Ontario Chafee High School in Ontario. If your auditorium and the lights go off by themselves, or if you're going under the auditorium to the old bomb shelters, where the props are kept, there's a green light that will follow you. It said that green light's a student who one night was in the auditorium on the stage and fell into the pit. And also up in the light room, there's a girl that who committed suicide in the auditorium by jumping off the balcony who haunts that area. Then in Ontario, there's the field between the airport and the freeway. There's a tree that grew up in that big field where the bodies of an airline crash were laid to rest. The tree grew twisted and the roots are deep. If you approach the tree, you hear the ruffling of thousands of crows on the branches, but you can't see anything, which I think is interesting. Then there's Hotel Beverly in Ontario. Your footsteps on the second floor when there's nobody there. You see shadows in the southwest second floor corner window, and you glance up at the third floor, and certain air, you see odd things in the south corner window. Then there are cold spots that people encounter in the basement. Lights flicker, fire alarms go off all the time. The a lot of these odd occurrences have been witnessed by neighbors and the staff, and even passers-by see odd things and report it. Then in Ontario, there's Kmart on 4th Street. In the ladies' room back in the layaway department, if you're in that last room alone, once you're in the stall, the other store stall door will slam shut, even though there's no one else in the restroom. As long as nothing reaches under and grabs your ankle, you're probably okay. Then there's Vince's Spaghetti. When you're there alone at night, you'll hear footsteps like there's somebody else in the restaurant with you, but you don't see anybody. Sometimes you're on the other side of the ice machine. Ice will hit you. But when you look, there's nobody there to throw it. There was a ghost waitress seen walking into the back of the new room. And there have been reports of folks hearing her talking to customers when there's nobody in there. And if you go into the restroom alone, sit in the middle of the stall, the other doors on the stalls are open and close very rapidly. And if you're sitting there, even though you know you're by yourself, you'll hear the toilets flush and the water turn on and off, like somebody's washing their hands. Then you hear the door open, even though there's nobody there. And in the banquet room, if you're cleaning tables, you hear thumping and scratching coming from the roof. And folks have also been pushed in the kitchen, in the area by the lockers, even though you don't see anybody, or even hear anybody. Then in Orange, at Seal Beach, the Boeing Company site adjacent to the Naval Weapons Station, there have been apparitions seen. You hear the doors open and close. Security personnel, when they make their rounds, hear them in areas they've just left. And there's strange breezes that blow inside the buildings. And you feel like you're being watched by someone. And you hear footsteps that, as you approach, they fade away. And there are disembodied voices, and the lights would turn on and off. You'll hear the engines on some of the guard vehicles running, even though there's nobody in the vehicle. And they've had balloons appear in the parking lots at night. And if you approach it and try to grab it, it'll vanish. Now, this was the prior Rockwell site. It's also supposed to have been built over the burial ground of ancient Indians. A lot of similar haunting phenomena also takes place at the Naval Weapons Station. Even the Seal Beach Police Department is aware of the ghost. And that being said, let's talk about the Naval Weapons Station. It's built over ancient Indian burial ground. It's also built over an Orange County historical site known as Anaheim Landing. Now, the landing was an early seaport, about 1849. A lot of folks landed there for the gold rush. At the turn of the century, it was the main beach for people to use. It had a boardwalk area for shopping, food, and refreshments, and the Boca Chica wetlands and marsh areas were on its boundaries. People reported strange shadows that move about at night. Ghosts of Indians in full regalia have been seen. Footsteps will follow security personnel around at night, and there have been a lot of reports of whispering voices being heard. Lights go on and off in the buildings. Spirits knock on the vehicle doors of security officers at night. And there's a spirit called a Wada Diva has been seen. Various different ghosts have been seen throughout the weapons station. Security folks have reported hearing blood-chilling screams and moans that have actually frightened the security personnel. There was a lot of history at this location, and some of the hauntings are probably residual. But some of the ghosts interact with the living. It's an area which parapsychologists should investigate. And a lot of folks have died in car accidents on the Pacific Coast Highway, which runs through the beach area at the south end of the naval station. Then in Orange County, where I spent several years, Black Star Canyon. Now, I heard about Black Star Canyon, and a number of folks came on my show and talked about it. It's a site of multiple Indian massacres dating back to the time of the Spanish occupation. The canyon's home to many strange phenomena. Indians are said to have been spotted roaming the ridges on horseback and walking the creek. And if you approach them, they know you've seen them, they'll vanish. Many nights, hikers report the feeling of being watched, and they hear the sounds of an invisible presence pacing them shortly off the trail. And then, of course, there have been reports of screams and howls, along with the faint chants of a Native Americans. Now, if you're planning to go to Black Star Canyon, you need to go in a group, as it's a very dangerous place. And there are a number of homemade private property signs. But the Orange County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that all the trail is in fact open to the public, and these signs were hung a long time ago by squatters attempting to keep people off the land. But most of the squatters have been run off. Then in Fountain Valley, there's a James H. Cock Elementary School. After 9 p.m. on any night, you can go to the school and hear dogs barking. Sounds like German shepherds and pit bulls. You also find that dead cats will appear out of nowhere, and you'll see figments of hanging cats on the walls. You also see figures in the shape of a person in the windows, and close to the school, you hear the interference on all forms of communication, such as cell phones and radios, and all throughout the school, as you wander around, you feel like you're being watched and sometimes even followed. There's the Holy Sepulchre Cemetery in Orange County. Said to be a woman in white who roams that cemetery. People have witnessed a candle burning at all hours of the day and night, even when the wind picks up. Candle flame appears to change color and shape. It doesn't flicker as much. It just changes its appearance. They go from being a complete circle to a half circle with a defined edge to being tear-shaped. And the light's seen in the same place every time it's reported. But when it's investigated, there's never anything there. Then there's the La Vera train tracks in Orange County. The ghost here is a male in his late teens to early 20s. It said he died in a tragic accident in the late 1940s right next to the tracks. He's not a happy spirit by any means. In fact, he's been described as hostile. Reported by people walking by the tracks that have no knowledge of the legend, and they hear whispering. In fact, one individual reported hearing a disembodied voice say, "I see you." And a number have reported feeling what they called a brush of air. Somebody had run past them. There have been cold spots reported. The feeling of not being welcome has been reported. And those who've seen the entity describe it as male, between, as I say, late teens, early 20s, dressed in garments of the late 40s, early 50s. Seems to be very territorial and resides in a small area between two buildings and a movable dumpster about 20 feet to the right of the gap. Most folks who have interacted with this spirit describe it as a he. Generally appears as a full-body apparition and stays stationary until his space, I guess you could call it, is disturbed. He tends to show his dislike by slamming the lid of the dumpster. One witness said the dumpster was completely opened, folded back along the top of the dumpster, and as they turned their back to it, the lid slammed closed with incredible force, and there was no wind at the time, and no one in the area besides them. He just does not like strangers in his area, and he'll show his displeasure. Then in Orange County, there's Las Flores. Been some witchcraft going on, and a lot of negative issues have come to pass because of it. People or ghosts have been tearing down street lamps and the post. There are those that believe that the damage is not done by a human element. It's hauntings. Then there's the Olive Hotel in Orange County. several ghosts, and in fact, a lot of stories about ghosts in this area. The one that sticks out most is the one about the ghost in the closet. People have rented this room and opened a closet door only to find a man's body hanging by the neck. Seems about 50, 60 years ago, the man in that room committed suicide, and now he's periodically seen. Then there's Orange High School. Teens at the school claim that a young girl from about 30, 40 years ago committed suicide in the girls' bathroom in the theater. Sometimes the lights in the theater turn on and off by themselves, and if you're there by yourself, you can feel the air get thick and a strong feel of cold wind comes towards you. The bathroom door to the girls' bathroom starts closing slowly, but then it slams real hard. Then there's reports of a young lady in a long, flowing white gown or wedding dress seen back in the service area behind a manufacturing facility, sitting on an electrical transformer housing. If she's approached, she just fades away. There's Oxnard, Los Arbolitos Apartments. Lamps will be on after the residents have turned them off in the morning. Then there's reports of a glass slowly edges its way onto into the sink and shattered as if somebody pushed it. Sometimes, you'll get the scent of lavender. Now, there's a rumor that the place is built on top of a cemetery. The cemetery was moved down the street, but the story is only the headstones were moved, not the bodies. Moving the headstones is relatively inexpensive. Moving the bodies is quite an undertaking. Then there's the old St. John's Hospital in Oxnard. It said you can see spirits of some sort staring down at you from the top windows. If you're walking on the sidewalk near the hospital, you can also hear strange noises. And there's the Performing Arts Center in Oxnard. In the dressing room of the theater, the doors will not stay closed, and the lights won't stay off, so they don't bother turning them off anymore. Some have reported feeling a coldness there and hearing voices in the green room. Then there's Rose Avenue, the passing Central Avenue. This road's said to be haunted by a female who was killed in a car accident there. A number of years ago, a drunk driver hit and killed a female as she's walking down the road, drug her body with his car hood, and eventually hit a tree, cutting her in half. It's said she asked for rides, and as soon as you pass her up, she's in your back seat. And you get to wherever it is she wants to go, when you turn to tell her goodbye, she's not there. Then there's the Rose Shopping Center, specifically the Walmart. The toy department at this Walmart is haunted by the ghost of a 7 to 9 year old Mexican-American girl. She wears a blue dress, has two pigtail braids. Some say she looks to date from the 50s or late 60s. Workers at night had heard and seen balls bouncing around by themselves and encountered cold spots. A number of people have seen the girl who say sometimes she's seen as a full apparition and other times she's misty with only half her body visible. She's a very playful ghost, often heard giggling and seen smiling to workers who close up at night and encounter her. Before the Walmart was erected, it was not all feel and from older people around the town. Little girl may have been the victim of an accident since at night it's fairly treacherous to pass because it was pitch black and a number of people were killed in accidents in that area. And frankly, some were a victim of homicides. The whole complex where Walmart's located may in fact be haunted because of all that's happened there over the years. All right. We have been We're going to go to the last section of California Ghost. Let's talk about San Marcos. The Harmony Grove Elfin Forest. It's said to be heavily guarded. Once there was an insane asylum there. Been a lot of reports of a white apparition. And that apparition has been accompanied by wild laughter. And the bodies, the apparitions of bodies of Native Americans are seen hanging from the trees. There's also said to be a circle of stones. And if you happen to spend time inside that circle, you'll find that an unbelievable amount of time has lapsed. Then in San Marcos is Quest Haven. Ghosts of several former inhabitants of Quest Haven have been spotted on the grounds. When approached, of course, there's nobody there. Then there's the San Miguel Mission in San Miguel. It's been said that a woman, two men, and two children haunt the chapel of this mission. Apparently, they went there to hide from for lack of a better term, a drunken mob that was attempting to rob and murder him. But they didn't get away and were indeed murdered. Their bodies were hidden somewhere on the property. And they relive the accident quite often, or the incident. Then there's the adobe compound at the San Miguel Mission. Purchased in the Mexican government by John Reed, the adobe compound was turned into an inn. 1848, a gang of English pirates raided the inn due to a rumor that a treasure was buried on the property. When the raid was over, 13 people were dead, including Reed, his family, and the guests that were staying at the inn. The treasure that was supposed to be there was never found. Reed and his family and the guests who were killed, their ghosts are said to continually haunt the property. In San Rafael's Dominican University, there's a ghost dubbed Blue Boy supposedly drowned in a bathtub there. Some students say they've seen wet footprints near the site of the haunting. They've never encountered anybody, but they do see the wet footprints. Then in Sanger, there's Acacia Street. In the mid-1900s, a young orphan boy was caught trying to steal a pie cooling on the windowsill of a farmer's house. When the boy took off with the pie, the farmer chased him to a developing street called Acacia. The farmer caught him, and as the young boy was begging for his life, he was shot and killed. He was on the site of what is now 87 Acacia. People have taken... Sorry about that. We had another Amber Alert. Been quite a lot of those very recently. As I said, people who live at 87 Acacia have reported a young boy seen begging for his life in the hallway of the apartment, and they have food missing. In Sanger, Centerville, Snake Road, the street is actually called Channel. Twisting curves of the road have caused it to become known as Snake Road. On top of that, it's close to a fast-flowing river, Kings River, to be specific. People have seen an apparition of a woman searching for her two daughters. She's been seen up and down the road. Nobody knows any history. Then in Sanger's Hobbs Grove, popular place during Halloween when they have the haunted forest and the hay rides and the haunted house tours, some people have seen real ghosts lurking around during the activities on Halloween. I mean, frankly, it's a perfect time for the ghost to come out. If you decide to go to these activities during Halloween, make sure it's a real person or not a ghost that's playing tricks on you. In Santa Ana, there's a Costa Mesa High School. There's the ghost of a man seen in the boys' locker room. According to the story, he died there. In Santa Ana's Euclid Corner Hazard. Popular to all the people around that area with a haunted house that's been torn down. 99 out of 100 people in the city know about this area. According to the local rumor mill, this place has a lot of different stories. Some said it used to be a coffee shop, and some gangs came and shot each other and made a lot of people die, and as a result of that, there's been a lot of hauntings. Others said the place used to be an Indian cemetery, so there are spirits that appear during the night, and people who live there were chased out by the spirits. Ghosts don't like change. That's one thing to keep in mind. in Santa Ana's Fairhaven Cemetery Mausoleum, the lower level. In the lower level, there is a wall of crypts occupied by children. And occasionally, the faint sound of a child crying can be heard in the silence of the hallway down by this wall. Now, update I received says this, what would they call the baby wall, no longer exists. The crypts were moved out, and a closed-circuit surveillance camera has been installed over the spot. So if you go there looking for ghosts, there's going to be people looking at you. Then in Santa Ana's Ralph's Grocery. Boy, the room in this building is a very popular place. You can see a large man floating around, and there's a number of stories revolving around activity in the break room. In Santa Ana High School, a young teenage actress named Alice died in the auditorium before the opening act. She was in the balcony looking to see if her parents were there. She fell over to the first floor, and as a result of the fall, she died. Said if you go to the attic of the auditorium, you hear somebody inside knocking and walking around. Once you go in there, you don't find anybody present. Lead actors and actresses have also said that when an opening act is about to start, there's a good luck sign carved on the floor. Once the play's over, that carving isn't there anymore. That does raise interesting questions. Then in Santa Ana's the Sports Authority, this building has been sightings of a little girl running around the store. According to employees, they heard her giggling at night when the store is closed. Some have the feeling of being watched, and quite a few report being touched. Apparently, in the early 70s, the body of a little girl was found in the back of the store. Now she walks around in the store and plays with the things on display. Santa Barbara's La Cumbre Junior High Theater. A student by the name of Eldrin was killed in the theater in the 1950s when a counterweight sandbag fell from the catwalk and hit him in the head and broke his neck. Students have seen him in the theater and in the upper catwalk. That sandbag that killed him still exists, but it's not used anymore, for obvious reasons. Then in Santa Barbara's Lompoc, the Lompoc Furniture on 8th Street. Second floor of this building used to be the town morgue. Woman's been seen by many store patrons walking on the second floor landing. And there is a series of furniture showrooms beyond the stairway landing on the second floor. The area is accessible. The back room of the to the right of the landing has got cold spots, which are very, they definitely make an impression on you. Then it's Santa Clara's, the Agnes Insane Asylum. Built around 1918 after the original structure was destroyed in 1912, workers have witnessed apparitions, heard strange laughter, screaming, encountered cold spots, and have seen the freezer doors fly open violently along with the ejection of the contents. Now, the got an update that the developmental center was torn down and became the new site of the Sun Microsystems Santa Clara campus. Then in Santa Clara's Blood Tavern. In the North Valley Baptist Church, there was a mass cult suicide. Innocent children were slaughtered like cows for their meat. Their spirits are said to inhabit this church since the late 60s, which is when it's supposed to have happened. There have been sightings of pentagrams on the floor, and the ceilings have been seen covered in blood. Witnesses have seen apparitions of mangled bodies, and her children's screams echoed throughout the halls. And sometimes you feel that you've been touched by someone or something as you walk down the hall. Then there's Merced, Highway 152, Gilroy to Los Banos. Picacho Pass, the Green Man. Many stories about the horrible things that have happened along Picacho Pass between Gilroy and the Casa de Fruta, but after the Casa de Frusta, and just before you go up the pass to San Luis Reservoir, there's a man that's been seen by travelers while driving that road. Now, the reports were numerous between 1975 and 1980. He was always wearing a black cape, had a lime green face, he was bald, and he was seen both in day and night. Said he's also floating just above the ground next to the southbound lanes, has his arms folded and a stern look on his face. Santa Clara is Paramount's Great America. Been stories of a young boy playing in the aisles after closing. It's sad that a 10-year-old boy was killed on an amusement park ride, and he haunts the area where the ride once stood. Then in Santa Clara's Paramount's Great America Big Arcade and Drop Zone. According to legend, there's a man that haunts the big arcade over by the Drop Zone. Security's seen him on the cameras, but when they get there's nobody around. Now, what's interesting, the man watching the cameras, who was in radio contact with the security, went to the site, told him the man was standing behind him and then he was next to him. But they didn't see anything. Though later on, when they reviewed the camera, they saw exactly what he was talking about. Then at Paramount's Great America, the IMAX Theater, been reports of the lights cutting on and off and people hearing the sounds of people, others whispering that they couldn't see. And at Paramount's Great America and the Paramount Theater, witnesses seen a man walk across the stage and vanish. They've experienced cold spots, heard odd noises, and feel fingers on the back of their necks. And sometimes they feel someone tap them on the shoulder and call their name. When they turn around, is everybody there? Then in Paramount's Great America Roast Beef Shop, man wearing a blue shirt got locked up in the freezer and froze to death. Every night at exactly 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., when folks close, they can hear screams in the freezer and get just a glimpse of the man in the blue shirt. Nobody knows who he is or who he was. Then at Santa Clara University, students passing by the cemetery next to the mission claim to hear moans and locked doors in the O'Connor building swing open and shut. In the bell tower, witnesses report seeing Jesuits. People dressed as Jesuits, they're generally seen praying. In Santa Clara, Sun Microsystems. About 10 p.m., February 20, 2004, there were three phone technicians working in one of the buildings, two men and a woman. And they were running new phone lines into a phone closet. And there's a door right next to the closet. The woman heard a noise and opened the door, and there was a little girl with her arms opened as if she wanted to give her a hug. Woman jumped back, of course, and when the guys looked back to see what the heck was going on, they saw the ghost as well. All three decided it was time to go elsewhere. The building's power was off, and just the two guys had flashlights. They ran so fast they left a woman behind them to fend for herself. And lost in the dark and by herself, she really freaked, trying to find an exit. She finally made it out, and security was there to assist her. Security had heard from the men about the ghostly presence. When asked to finish their job by their employer, they all three absolutely refused to ever go back. Santa Clara, also at the Sun Microsystems. There was been a number of other reports about this little girl. Nobody has any idea who she is or who she was. Then in Santa Clarita, Space Ordnance Systems, located off Highway 14, the Sand Canyon exit, there's a housing development, and right past there is a locked gate. And behind this gate is the old set for filming High Chaparral, which is an old TV show. And there's an ordnance facility where they used to mix explosives for devices used in the military. The lead azide was mixed in the giant KitchenAid-type mixers in concrete mixing bays. And over the years, several of those mixing bays blew up. Witnesses say they saw and heard the men screaming as they ran across the field with only their belts and shoes on their charred bodies. After this, the facility couldn't keep night shift guards because they reported screaming and lights turning on and off inside locked buildings. Many employees reported being saved before their mixing bay blew up. One employee reported not being able to open a bathroom door with no lock until after the mixing bay blew up. Have to ask yourself, what caused the door to refuse to open? Then in Santa Clarita, the cottage on Walnut. Next door to the egg plantation, which I'll talk about in a minute, both businesses were converted from old homes. This is one of the oldest neighborhoods in L.A. County. Tags flap around as somebody's walking by and items are heard shuffling. Sometimes witnesses hear footsteps, loud objects clanging during the morning pre-open hours, and a number of reports of ghostly apparitions in the restaurant, including that of an angry cook. Then the egg plantation, which is next door, well, sitting at the bar, people who look over their shoulders back at the front door see things out of their peripheral vision that have them finish that drink and get out. Santa Clarita is the Hart Mansion, home of the silent film star William S. Hart. He's seen by people that he... Okay, we were talking about the Hart Mansion. Hart's seen by folks that... he recognizes and apparently likes, such as the docents. He and his sister, who's also a ghost, are the only people that have ever really lived in that home. Now, the ghost that are nurses, well, the Mr. Hart's dogs are also seen on the property. And people who walk into the museum sometime initially smell coffee. He did like his coffee. Santa Clarita, Lake Elizabeth, originally once occupied by a sea serpent, or a monster and various demons. It was initially settled as a mining farming community by Spaniards who reported finding dead cattle and encountering a lot of sickness and ruined crops. Historical accounts of a terrible sulfuric smell pervade the surrounding area. Now, these creatures haven't been seen recently, but the odor still persists to this day. And a lot of folks report feeling an eerie presence in the homes around Lake Elizabeth. Then the Santa Clarita, Sand Canyon Road. In the mid-80s, a carload of kids going to prom wrecked their car at the intersection of Sand Canyon Road and Warm Springs Road. Witnesses reported seeing a young woman signaling for help, and when you stop to see what she needs, she vanishes. Six Flags, California in Santa Clarita. Every night, just a few hours after the park is free of all guests, security gets a phone call from Goliath. That's how he identifies himself. And when they answer, all they hear is static. After numerous calls, a few security guards will investigate the matter. When the call first came in, there were two security guards waiting on the exit ramp. When the guards ran up to the station, there was nobody there. They searched every part of the ride and found nothing, but they did encounter what they described as an empty feeling. And at Santa Cruz is an off restaurant. Several workers complained to co-workers of seeing ghosts in the restaurant. One even attempted to contact a parapsychology institute nearby, but nothing ever came of it. Although the owners deny these claims, one waiter says restaurant hostesses, waiters, and busboys have discussed the sightings among themselves. Now, there are reports that a murder occurred at the site of the restaurant near the turn of the century. As of July 2005, it is now a Chinese restaurant. I don't have any more recent reports as to whether the sightings continue. Then the Santa Cruz Graham Hill Road Cemetery. A cemetery on the left-hand side of the road when going up Graham Hill and right off of Highway 17 in Santa Cruz. Cemetery is pretty busy. There's a lot of action going on there. You can see faces and catch a glimpse of things moving around inside the cemetery. If you pull into the driveway toward the end of the cemetery and shine your headlights in, you'll see a white figure walking towards you. But keep in mind, this ghost is not friendly. There are many orbs that you can see with the naked eye and some strange noises heard from the east end of the cemetery. Faces are seen to appear on tombstones, and quite often they're accompanied by very large dark shadows. Santa Cruz, Red, White, and Blue Beach. A woman was killed at this beach by her boyfriend, and her ghost is still said to haunt the area. Santa Cruz, San Jose, Highway 17. People have claimed to see the ghost of an old Indian walking along the road. He supposedly the cause of all the accidents. He was said to have been killed in an accident himself. Santa Cruz, the Rispin Mansion. The upstairs is haunted by a woman in a Victorian black dress who's looking, says she's looking for a book. She also opens doors, even heavily locked doors, and sometimes even those that are bolted or nailed shut. Downstairs, a man with glasses is seen in the empty fireplace. And in the basement, an angry dog, probably from when the local police used the place for search dog training, haunts the stairway and front door. A lot of folks have reported hearing calls for help coming out of the basement. When they investigate, no one there. University of California at Santa Cruz, Porter College, the A building. On the fifth floor of A building, a student killed himself and is occasionally seen walking down the hall dressed as he was when he died. And there are also reports of several other ghosts known to reside in the A building as well. Then there is the B building, the first floor. On the first floor of B building, three rooms are known as the Bermuda Triangle, so to speak. Now, this hall is no longer occupied, but when it was, there are a lot of reports of noises and voices heard and objects seen flying across the rooms and a feeling something extremely malicious was present. University of California, Santa Cruz, Porter College, B building, third floor north. Over the years, a number of people residing on the hall have experienced waking up from a dead sleep and feeling as though they're being strangled and held to their bed when they tried to sit up. No one has any information on who might be doing this haunting, but there's no question it's there. Then University of California, Santa Cruz, Porter College, the Meadow. This spirit's a transient named Lily who lived in the meadow near Porter in the 70s. Quite often she's reported to be walking around the meadow in either naked or in rags. Again, nobody has any history. Then in Santa Cruz is the White Lady. In the backwoods off of Graham Hill Road, you hear the voice of an old woman. Sometimes witnesses report seeing a lady in white walking around. The atmosphere is described as creepy. Then at Santa Fe Springs, St. Paul High School, said at night you can hear football players from the past practicing on the field. And in the 100 building, you see a girl in a prom dress and her date who hung himself in that building roaming the halls. Santa Fe Springs, St. Paul High School, building 500. Motion-activated sinks and toilets in the boys' bathroom gone off without anybody standing near them. Nobody seems to know anything about this haunting other than the fact that it happens. Santa Maria, Cameron Lane. Computers go on and off occasionally, and people actually feel the spirits. A lot of folks see the spirits turn the lights on and off. Santa Maria, the Santa Maria Inn. In the historical section of the building, you get the scent of a woman's perfume. Usually you smell it at night. Also, the door mysteriously locked a guest out. Several items in the room are moved around. There are reports of the elevator going to a certain floor and stopping for 15 minutes and then starting up again. Always at the same type of day. Time of day, rather. Santa Paula, the Glen Tavern Inn. There's a young boy had died here, and his witnesses reported seeing him playing on the second floor and in the lobby. The piano that's in the lobby plays by itself, and it's not a player piano. Been reports of a person or apparition seen looking out a window of room 23. The rooms 305, 103, and 23 are all roamed by ghosts. On the second floor, a child who died runs around after 1 in the morning. The ghost in 305 will walk through all third floor doors and the lobby. The ghost from 103 just knocks little things down and looks in the window at you. It said the guy in 103 was shot in an illegal poker gambling game and is looking for the money he thinks he was entitled to. Santa Paula, Wallace Theater. Santa Paula Theater, Paula 7 Theaters. We're talking about theater number 6 among the 7. Employees report feeling uneasy in that theater when they're clean, and when the lights are off in the theater, the darkness in that particular theater seems more dark than what you might describe as a normal dark. Also reports of a man spotted sitting in one of the seats in number 6, and then when you look back, he's gone, and reports of seeing an apparition appear in the projection booth upstairs, especially near the projection booth in theater number 6. And there's also the smell of a sweet perfume detected in that theater. Saratoga, Bella Saratoga, cold spots are felt. In the restroom, the water turns itself on and off. Witnesses claim to have seen the handle even turn, but there's been nobody there to account for it. Then there's a small antique store on Big Basin Way in Saratoga. Some people report being tapped on the shoulder by the ghost on the lower floor. Then in Scotts Valley Cinemas, reports of ghosts in theater number 2 and an uneasy feeling when alone after hours and like someone is watching you. Even though there's no question that the place is haunted, the ghost does not appear to be violent. Then at Seal Beach, U.S. Naval Weapons Station. Phenomena occurring at the weapons station cover a variety of ghostly manifestations such as apparitions, knocking, footsteps, ghostly moaning, maniacal laughter, animal spirits are seen, water divas are encountered, even poltergeists get into the act. Nobody knows the why. Then in Seaside, you got Cal State Monterey Bay. Built on an old army base, used to be Fort Ord, students have heard disembodied breathing and disembodied voices. The old army prison and officer's mansion are said to be haunted as well. Then in Selma, California, the Blockbuster video. Employees have heard the door to the office open and shut. They hear keys rattle. Lights turn on at night. People are talking in the office. When you investigate, there's no one there. A lot of shadows are seen moving about. And you feel like there's somebody with you all the time. Then in Shingle Springs, La Casa Drive, there's a strange mist that hovers there at times, no matter what the climate is. And there's no hot springs present to account for the mist. You hear the sounds of Native American drumming late at night, and sometimes early in the morning. There have been grinding stones found in that area. And a number of witnesses reported what looked like a ghostly form of a mountain lion entered the mist, and what appeared to be the ghostly form of a Native American warrior walk out of the mist and then disappear. Silver Lake, Edgewater Terrace. Been sightings of a little girl crying. She's behind a bush at really late hours of the night. Also, the ghost of the midnight jogger has been seen around this area and also down around the lake. If you approach either one, you find that there's nobody there. Simi Valley, Indian Hills. When the Indian Hills area was built, there were many hills that seemed perfect for skateboarding. It was said to be that a young boy, anxious to skate down one of those hills called Maricopa. While skating down the hill without a helmet, he fell face first and tore up his face and arms and knees. And to this day, on some nights, you can see a small boy with a skateboard in his hand, his face and arms all scraped up. Many people have seen this boy skating down the hills. As soon as you start over to help him or see if he's real, he skates away at a seemingly impossible speed, and you don't see him again that night. Then you got John's Market on Topo Canyon in Simi Valley. Witnesses have seen the spirit of a man wearing black pants, black tie, and a white shirt. Says things just suddenly falls off the shelves. Not everything, usually one or two items. The shelves are not crooked. Anything else placed there doesn't fall. It's just one or two items. Then it's Simi Elementary. Some years ago, the janitor of the school hung himself in a janitor's closet. To this day, you can see lights flickering in the closet when you get near it. You sometimes see the janitor running around in the field at the school or just standing, leaning against the building. It's been said that some people in the middle of the soccer goal on the far side of the field, he's been seen there a number of times. And there's the Simi Hills Golf Course. There was an abandoned barn on the course where three people were killed, and streets were closed off. Said that a mother, her son, and her daughter lived there, and son went crazy and killed them both, and he killed himself. Stood on a chair and hung himself. They said this chair is still there, and you still see him sitting in his chair with his gun. Now, there's an update from February 2004. They're currently building there, and they've demolished the barn itself. The old barn was torn down in the summer of 2003, and been reports of orbs sighted in the area around the inside of the barn where the murders took place. Also, the old oak tree in front's gone now, so they really didn't much of a place to be able to tell if the ghost is still there, but it does have an interesting history. St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church in Simi Valley. Supposedly haunted by a man who was murdered there. There's a second ghost said to be a female. Perfume can be smelled in parts of the inn, which is now a museum open to the public. And people reported seeing a tall stranger out of the corner of their eye, but when they turn around, there's nobody there. Then in Simi Valley is Sycamore Park. Night, there's a figure that comes around every once in a while. The figure's white and appears to be furry. Also, sometimes it's seen to run on all fours like a gorilla. And this is not just one or two people. This is a number of eyewitnesses who have seen this running figure. It runs fast and is almost like a sudden flash of light. Also been sightings of a floating apparition that's flown from tree to tree. A lot of other folks have said to see a man sitting on rocks, he'll just stare at you, and after he sees it, you've recognize he's there, he'll stand up and then fade away. Also been sightings of glowing spots in the grass. You walk into them, you seem to vanish from sight. Then in Scotia, the Scotia Inn, there's a small town in California named Scotia. And in that small town, there are a lot of hauntings, particularly at the Scotia Inn. Many sightings of ghosts. But if you ask the front desk person for the most famous of them all, he'll tell you it's Frank. Now, Frank has one room he likes to haunt. It's on the top floor. A lot of sounds, feet scraped, voices, things get moved. Frank is a friendly ghost, and sometimes will bounce a basketball to you. If you bounce it to him, he'll bounce it back. Another story is of a woman and her children. A little girl was playing with her ball one bright day when her ball fell off the balcony, and the child tried to grab it and went off the balcony as well. Said the mother and the girl haunt the room the little girl fell from. There's also the story that's been told about people hearing a baby crying. There are a number of other ghosts at the inn. You can't have a lot of people staying for a long period of time in a location and not have hauntings of some sort. Then it's Soledad, Los Coches Inn. People have claimed you can sometimes hear the screams of miners coming from the abandoned well. There's also been eyewitness accounts of an eccentric-looking lady wearing black who roams the inn grounds. If you approach her, she disappears. Sonoma Mountain Cemetery. This little cemetery has the atmosphere of a horror movie as years of neglect leave the antique tombstones and mausoleums in ruins. One grave out of the way of the rest has a single name of Lisa written on it, L-I-S-E. Teenagers who come to the cemetery in a macabre curiosity report a sense of extreme dread as well as the sighting of wraith-like spirits. Outside the gated regions of the cemetery in the wood-like area can be found dilapidated and broken graves. This abandoned area has been the location of the sightings of strange lights, detecting foul smells, and encountering an overpowering sense of fear. In Sonoma, there's the Sabastini Theater. This old theater houses the spirits of a young girl, said to be anywhere from 10 to 20 years old, wears a yellow dress from the era of the 30s. Workers at the theater call her Trixie. She tends to be seen in the women's washroom in the mirror, standing behind a person when they're alone, and of course, you turn around, Sue's behind you, and there's nobody there. The dressing room's lights tend to turn on and off of their own accord, and you hear a girl laugh. Sonoma State Hospital in Sonoma. Hospital for the mentally disturbed. Once was an insane asylum which had the reputation of mistreating the patients. Nowadays, the main building of the state hospital has a foreboding presence that's detected at night. Sounds of screams are heard, and large, looming shadows of people walking outside can be seen when there's nobody else around. The fields near the hospital have been the location of sightings of what's called demonic beast, and there's a mysterious hitchhiking woman in white who's been encountered a number of times. And there's a Santa Rosa, Roseland airfield. Many of the businesses in that area report seeing unexplained dark shadows on the walls. They seem to appear from out of nowhere. Many of the locals credit the existence of the shadows to the fatalities that occurred at the airport in the 1940s. Southgate High School. 1968, a young man died in a Hahn auditorium. Students have heard footsteps and felt cold spots ever since. Then there's Stanford Elementary in Southgate. There's a little girl with green eyes got killed by her boyfriend. Apparently he was a gang member. It says her spirit wanders around the school and you can hear her cry at times during the night if you're there by yourself. And South Los Angeles, we have Kmart 7625. There are reports of a ghostly happenings in the stockroom of this former Zodi's. It's believed that a double murder-suicide took place somewhere in the upstairs stockroom. Apparently, a couple worked together for Zodi's. The boyfriend caught his girlfriend in a compromising position with another male employee. The enraged boyfriend located a box cutter and cut the two of them, killed them. He then slashed his own wrist and carotid artery. After several reports from employees of unusual activity, Kmart headquarters in Michigan admitted to hiring parapsychology investigators to conduct investigations into the incident. The conclusion that was arrived at was that the building was indeed occupied by several spirits. The investigators concluded that four different ghosts dwelt in that building. The fourth has not been linked to any known incident that may have occurred there, and so it's unknown as to why it's even present. Kmart remained quiet on the building findings of this investigation. Resources revealed the employees in this store are not advised of the activity. Prior to changing over to Kmart, Zodi's employees reported seeing a man walking around in the stock room. A woman is seen running, and sometimes screams are heard. One case, an overnight employee sustained a 7-inch laceration while working in the stockroom. Zodi's management insisted the incident was just an accident caused by falling boxes that were stacked too high, but others say that there was something else entirely involved. A paring knife mysteriously came across the room and cut the employee across the chest. Nobody else was in the area. Now, he survived his wounds, but apparently resigned from the company. Sightings and sounds have been reported throughout the years, but since that time, nobody else has been physically attacked. Well, we've come to the end of another show. We'll be back on Monday when, once again, we'll be talking about the strange and the unusual. Until then, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show saying have a truly great evening.